Mr. President, let me just say that I've had a long-standing association with the Indian community. I went to college in Logan, Utah, Utah State University. Cold, cold place. Brigham Young, when he sent the people to colonize the West, had people come back from Cache County, C-A-C-H-E County, to tell him that it couldn't be settled because it froze there every month of the year. Well, it's not quite true, but it freezes all but a couple months in the year. And it's a wonderful community and a great university. It's grown a lot since I was there. But, Mr. President, I lived off campus. I went there 2 years. I went to a junior college the first 2 years. I lived off campus. I was married. And I would drive up that hill to the campus. And there were walking every day were students. They were Indians coming to the United States to study from India. Utah State specialized in engineering and agriculture. And these young men came from India to study at Utah State University. And I would give them rides. I did that for 2 years, put as many in the car as would fit. And when came time to graduate, one of them came to me and said, would you and Mrs. Reed stay over a day, and we'd like to do a traditional Indian feast for you. Well, you know, I'm from Searchlight, I know what they were talking about, but we had that traditional Indian feast, and many of them were dressed similar to Mr. Zed here. That was an eye-opener for me, and they had all this Indian food. You know, I'm a guy from Searchlight who ate beans and rice and potatoes, and when we were lucky, some round steak my mother used to pound so it would be tender and we could eat it. This is unusual food for somebody from Searchlight, but we enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, and they gave us a number of gifts when the feast was over, and it was really a feast. It was all traditional Indian food. I don't remember all they gave me, but I do remember one thing they gave me. It's in my office here in the Capitol. Now, that was many, many years ago. We've had five children since then and lots of grandchildren. But this is a little statue about this tall of Gandhi, hand-carved. It's ivory. It's done so well. His staff, you can pull it out of his hand. It's done really well. And I've protected and saved that all these years. And it's in my office. I've always had it there. The reason I mention that is that if people have any misunderstanding about Indians and Hindus, all they have to do is think of Gandhi. Here's a man who has changed the world, a man who believed in peace. We heard this prayer. Peace, peace, peace. That was the prayer. And if there were ever a time with this international war on terror that we're fighting now where people have to understand how important peace is, think of Gandhi. A man who gave his life for peace. A tiny little man in physical stature, but a giant in morality. Gandhi is the man that Martin Luther King followed. His nonviolence was all based on the teachings of Gandhi. As a result of Gandhi, we had the civil rights movement led by this, also a man small in stature, larger in stature than Gandhi, but not Martin Luther King was not a giant of a man physically, but he was a giant of a man morally, just as Gandhi was. So, Mr. President, I think it speaks well of our country that someone representing a faith of about a billion people comes here and can speak in communication with our Heavenly Father regarding peace. And I am grateful that he is here. I'm thankful that he was able to offer this prayer of peace in the United States Capitol. And I say to everyone concerned, think of Gandhi. If you have a problem in the world, think what this great man has done to bring about peace and nonviolence to this troubled world.